Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
Today we're here with Emily Grafius of TN Kids Belong. Emily, can you kick us off today by sharing with our listeners a bit about who you are?
Yes, I work with Tennessee Kids Belong as the Community Relations Coordinator for Tennessee Valley. So I cover about 8 counties, Marion, Hamilton, Bradley, McMinn, Ray, Sequatchie, Polk, and Bledsoe. I'm a foster mom and adoptive mom as well, and I have 2 foster children in my home, and we adopted 1 son last year. And so I was looking for a nonprofit to work with that changes foster care support in our region because we needed a lot. And so I got on the board of CAFACA, which is the Chattanooga Area Foster and Adoptive Care Association, and then learned about Tennessee Kids Belong and volunteered with them, and now I work for them.
So can you delve a little bit more into exactly what TN Kids Belong does?
Yes, Tennessee Kids Belong empowers and equips leaders in the government, business, faith-based, and creative sectors to end the crisis for kids in foster care. So what we do is we take a holistic approach to solving the foster care crisis in our state. The government can't do it alone. They aren't meant to raise kids to become successful adults, help them heal from trauma, get jobs, be productive, thriving members in society. That's our job, the community. So Tennessee Kids Belong works with multiple sectors, giving everyone something to do to dramatically impact the trajectory for kids in foster care. We focus in 4 spheres: the government, business, faith, and creative sectors. So there's work being done with the governor's office to focus on foster care, and more information will come soon. Businesses can offer discounts to foster families, and we list them on our newly launched Foster Friendly app that just was launched in November. So that's huge. It's across the whole state, and it'll be across our whole country in 6 months, and it started with us. And there's wraparound ministries that churches can do, because most foster families quit after the first year from burnout. So we're really trying to create ways to implement support for foster families in that way. And we also video children that are available for adoption, so families can find their forever child.
You mentioned that families typically end up quitting after a year or so. What are some of the reasons for that?
Lack of support. So it's really lonely. You're in the trenches with kids that have come from hard places. And so we don't want to recruit more foster families without having a way for them to feel supported. So that's a large part of where our faith community steps up, and the wraparound care that we've created, a whole model that churches can implement and wrap around the foster families in their churches. But then I've started, we have a partnership with one church in town that even if you're not churched or don't believe in God, you can still have their wraparound services because it's important to survive.
What kind of impact does the work of TN Kids Belong have on the kids and our community?
Since Tennessee Kids Belong started 4 years ago, there are more foster families in our state, more children that are being videoed and finding their forever homes, and families are being sustained with support from our faith communities. We've brought awareness to the foster care crisis in our state with solvable solutions. So since 2016, Tennessee Kids Belong has filmed 476 kids, with 54% now finding their forever home.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.